WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey there, fellow humans. This is Taylor Reed, and welcome back to Mental Fortitude Daily, your daily dose of stoic wisdom in just 5 minutes. Now, I'm guessing a few of you are thinking, stoicism sounds kind of intense. And trust me, it's not about being emotionless robots or denying our feelings. It's about understanding them, managing them, and using those emotions to fuel our growth even when we're battling the inner critic that seems determined to hold us back. Ever felt like your own thoughts are sabotaging you? You know that feeling when you're about to take a leap, but your mind throws up every reason why it's a bad idea. Yeah, we've all been there. Today, we're tackling something super important. Overcoming self-doubt and silencing those pesky negative voices in our heads. Here are 5 key stoic principles that can help you conquer that inner critic and build unshakable confidence. 1. Recognize it. The first step to dealing with anything is acknowledging it exists. Don't try to ignore or bury your self-doubt, except that it's there, like a persistent fly buzzing around your head. Just because you acknowledge it doesn't mean you give it power. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let someone walk all over you just because they said something mean. Treat your negative thoughts with the same respect. 2. Question it. Now that you've acknowledged the doubt, start questioning its validity. Where is this thought coming from? Is there actual evidence to support it, or is it based on fear and past experiences? Often, our self-doubt stems from outdated beliefs or stories we've told ourselves. Just like a detective investigating a case, gather the facts and see if your doubts hold up under scrutiny. 3. Reframe it. This is where things get interesting. Once you've challenged the validity of your negative thoughts, reframe them in a more positive and constructive light. Instead of saying, "I can't do this, try, this is challenging, but I'm willing to learn and grow." Remember, your mindset shapes your reality. Choose to focus on your strengths and potential rather than dwelling on perceived weaknesses. 4. Focus on what you can control. Stoicism emphasizes focusing on what's within our control, our thoughts, actions, and reactions, rather than things outside our control, like other people's opinions or unforeseen circumstances. When self-doubt creeps in, remind yourself that you have the power to choose your response. You can choose to let those negative thoughts dictate your actions or use them as fuel to push forward with determination. 5. Practice gratitude. This one might seem a bit counterintuitive, but gratitude can be a powerful antidote to self-doubt. When you focus on what you're grateful for, even the small things, it shifts your perspective and helps you appreciate your own worth and capabilities. Make a daily practice of acknowledging the good in your life, big or small, and watch as your confidence grows. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing to give a presentation at work. You've put in the effort, researched thoroughly, and practiced your lines. But when it comes time to actually speak, those pesky self-doubt whispers start creeping in. What if I forget what to say? What if they laugh at me? Suddenly, you feel your palms sweating, your heart racing, and your mind blank. Sound familiar? This is where our stoic principles come into play. You recognize the doubt, it's there, but it doesn't control you. You question its validity. Do you really think everyone will laugh, or are those just worst-case scenarios playing out in your head? You reframe the situation instead of focusing on potential failure. Remember why you prepared for this presentation. Think about the valuable information you're sharing and how it can benefit your colleagues. Remember to focus on what you can control. Your preparation, your delivery, your enthusiasm. And lastly, take a moment to be grateful for the opportunity to share your knowledge and contribute to the team. See? By applying these principles, even in the face of self-doubt, you can transform that anxiety into a powerful force. So, remember, friends, self-doubt is normal, it's part of being human. But it doesn't have to define you. Use these stoic tools to silence those inner critics and step into your power. Ready to embrace the challenge? Share this episode with a friend who could use a little mental fortitude boost. Leave us a review and let me know what strategies resonate most with you. Until next time, keep striving for greatness.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.